It's 8:17. I'm Larry Hansgen. We got 31 degrees in Dayton. Big three things you need to know. Mostly sunny today with a high of 46. We got a traffic red alert southbound 75 between Needmore and Wagner Ford Road. Jake McDonald will have an update here in just a few minutes. And our top story, a hold on enforcement of Ohio's new social media law. More on that at 8:30.
And the coolest cat of them all. Hip spectacles, no testicles. That's right. He lost his pair of balls.
Yeah, Scooter. Yeah, the neutered cat. Well, he was the spokesperson, if you will, or the spokescat of an effort last year in the Give Them 10 movement about spaying and neutering. But Deborah Cribbs, the founder and leader of Give Them 10, is with us on our Newsmaker line this morning. And Deborah, while spaying and neutering is still a priority, foster care for cats right now with shelters being overcrowded. How critical a situation is that?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me. Yes, your local shelters in the Dayton area are really quite full. And as we prepare for yet another kitten season, which will probably start in April, May, something like that, the shelters really need help getting ready for that by having new foster families sign up to host kittens or cats for a short time until they can be spay-neutered and then adopted into their forever homes.
How large a problem is the cat population right now as far as these outside cats, feral cats, whatever you want to call them?
Well, the feral cats really aren't a problem if they're spay-neutered. They live, they thrive, they die on their own as long as they're spay-neutered. And feral means they're really not happy to be around humans. But there are community cats that are perfectly happy to live outside as long as they're spay-neutered and are friendly with humans. And sometimes there are people that even feed them outside. But how large of a problem is it? Well, in the Dayton area, I'm going to say that the shelter population is certainly in the hundreds of cats, not to mention the dogs, of course, but hundreds of cats that need forever homes.
So for our listeners right now, what can they do?
Well, you can go to our website, givethem10.org, and we have lots of information about our terrific shelter partners in the Dayton area. Or if they have a cat question, we have Scooter's helpline that we've just launched for any kind, really, of animal question. And that's 1-833-GIVE-10. A qualified professional will help everybody keep cats in their homes with whatever kind of guidance they need.
Well, Deborah, I will keep this information handy with me in case our listeners weren't able to make a note of it. And obviously, this is an important issue and will be going forward. We appreciate you sharing time with us and sharing this information with our listeners here.
Thanks very much.
All right. It is 8:20. Time to take a look at that 5-day forecast for outside.